Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The other day, Senator John Kennedy, while on an Acadiana talk show, radio talk show, suggests that Governor John Bel Edwards should resign and that he's not able to govern. Interestingly, though, the legislature is controlled by Republicans. In fact, the Speaker of the House, Republican, the President of the Senate, Republican. The issues addressing the fiscal cliff are created and have been created by a Republican, former Governor Bobby Jindal. And in an advocate editorial, I think they said it well, even by U.S. Senator John Kennedy's typically low standards of political theater, this is dumb stuff. You know, folks, the stench of his political posturing is worse than, to use his own words, two-day-old roadkill. Joining us to talk about this is Clancy Dubose, WWL-TV's political analyst. Welcome to the show, Clancy.
Thank you, Newell. It's always fun to be with you, and I enjoy you every time I'm with you. Thank you.
Same here. You know, Clancy, this is a kind of interesting. You know, Congressman Scalise says that he's not has no interest in running for governor. On the same day, basically, Senator John Kennedy makes this statement. Your thoughts?
Well, I just heard what you said a minute ago about, you know, being a dumb move and being rank political theater. That's what it is. First of all, let's focus on the positive. When Steve Scalise ran for Congress, a number of his supporters said to him, look, you know, we had David Vitter, who served there for a few years and then ran for the Senate, and Bobby Jindal served for a year and two and a half years and then ran for governor. This district needs somebody who's going to go there and stay there and build up seniority and be able to make a difference for the district over time and hopefully make a difference for the country. And Steve said, that's what I want to do. And you know what? He's keeping that promise, because he would be probably the strongest candidate against John Bel Edwards that the Louisiana Republican Party has, hands down.
And Congress is all about seniority.
Right. And Steve Scalise is a man of his word. So good for him that he's keeping his promise, because that, and I live in his district and you do too. We need somebody up there who's got the clout, the seniority, and the connections, the relationships, and now, because of his position, the power to make a difference for our state and for our district. And good for him for saying, yeah, just because I could win doesn't mean I should run for it. Because you know, Newell, you've had people come to you saying, hey, I think I could win this seat. And then they run, and maybe they win, and then they realize they're not that happy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about John Kennedy. This guy ran for the U.S. Senate from Louisiana three times. Each time he ran, he was a completely different human being. The first time he ran, he was a John Kerry, Ted Kennedy liberal Democrat. That was in 2002, not that long ago. Then in 2008, he ran against Mary Landrieu as a recently converted Republican, trying to package himself as a conservative. Landrieu beat the pants off of him, and I think she accurately portrayed him as, this was the commercial she used, one confused politician. You know what? I think he's still confused, because he ran again for a third time, this time as a right-wing, good old boy, down home, I'm just a country boy, Andy of Mayberry, I'm a drink weed killer, and, you know, completely reinvented himself every time. I don't know if any of those personas are accurate, but I know that his current persona is not the real John Kennedy. This guy went to graduate school in England, either at Oxford or Cambridge. He's a very highly educated man, which is a good thing. But he's pretending to be this country bumpkin, you know, I call him the bobblehead. He always bobs his head when he talks, like, you know, I'm just a good old boy. And it's a lot of horse manure. It's political theater, as you said. And the guy spent the last 16 years or more trying to get to the U.S. Senate. And now that he's there, it's like he's not focused at all or very little on issues that matter to the Senate and to the country and to Louisiana that are national issues. Instead, he's focused on local politics. He's interjecting himself into everything from the legislature's affairs to the governor, whether you like John Bel Edwards or not. You know, everybody's free to have their opinion of him. One of the things you can say about him is he stays in his lane. He doesn't talk about Kim Jong-un or Trump or the national economy. He's focused on Louisiana. Whether you like his proposals or not, you can't say that he's not focused on his job. Kennedy, on the other hand, it seems to focus 80 to 90% of his time and energy on local political issues in Louisiana and not on things that matter to the U.S. Senate and to Louisiana in the U.S. Senate. So why would he spend 16 years running for the job and then not focus on it? I think he's still one confused politician.
Yeah, you know, and I think as the Advocate editorial pointed out, the U.S. Senate is not the bastion of political leadership and accomplishment in its most recent times.
No, it's not. And frankly, a guy with Kennedy's intelligence, and he is a very intelligent man.
No, there's no doubt about
and with
that.
And with his educational background, I think he went to either undergraduate or law school at the University of Virginia, one of the finest schools in the country. And then at Cambridge, I think he went over on, I don't know if it was a Rhodes Scholarship or some other scholarship to study at Cambridge. This guy has a world-class education, and he's acting like some country bumpkin when he could be someone who could truly assert himself on regional and national issues and be a leader, which is what the Senate needs.
You know, it just seems to me when you talk about the coordination of state government vis-a-vis federal government, that no matter what party you belong to, you ought to be trying to help whoever the leader is of the state from the federal perspective. And those states that have redesigned themselves and re-engineered themselves, that's exactly what they have done.
That's correct. But everything's about party now. And this wasn't, you know, you and I have been around, I'm not going to say old enough, but we've been around long enough that we remember a time when the congressional and senatorial delegations stayed out of local affairs and the local people stayed out of the national affairs, and everybody worked together regardless of party. And now it's all about, you know, what can I get for me? Everything, you know, politicians are often accused of being opportunists, but Kennedy has elevated it. I don't want to say an art form, but he's brought it to a level where it is sickening because he's not doing his job, and you know.
So you know, where
Louisiana's suffering.
And where do we go from here? You know, I mean, the state is still addressing issues at the federal government as it relates to money coming down in the aftermath of the floods in the greater Baton Rouge area.
Exactly.
There are any number of other issues, coastal restoration, coastal erosion, federal policy on that, the interactions that we have with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And, I mean, the list just goes on and on and
right.
on. And you have this friction now.
Right. It's all about, I'm going to use a word, Newell, that you and I have discussed many times on and off the air. To succeed, it's about relationships. And instead of building relationships, Kennedy is dynamiting them. And to get this done, and I'll use examples in Louisiana, Steve Scalise is probably going to weigh in the governor's race against John Bel Edwards, but he doesn't spend all of his time sending out news releases and grandstanding like Kennedy does. He's a grandstander. They're going to do what they're going to do at election time. But between elections, he works for his district. Garrett Graves has already emerged. He's one of our Congress members from the Baton Rouge area. He has already emerged as a leader and an expert, if you will, in Congress on coastal erosion and flood control matters. And Steve Scalise knows
a lot
about
by the
that
way,
too. And they work with the local officials. They don't ask what party you are. They work with them and try to get the job done.
And by the way, in the aftermath of the Alton Sterling issue in Baton Rouge, he and Cedric Richmond joined forces in trying to address, you know, some of the policy issues and concerns relative to that. You've got to reach out across the aisle and create an environment and a culture of success for the state. Doesn't matter what letter you have behind your name.
That's right. And where was John Kennedy during that time? You know, probably sending out news releases on political issues. That's the problem. He's not serving his constituents. He needs to be focused on things like getting flood relief and getting, you know, Steve Scalise just issued a press release about So the I don't know if it was the WERDA bill, the Water Resources Development.
Yeah, the water. Yeah, exactly.
That you know, he got, because of his clout, he got some over $100 million for three separate projects that are very important for South Louisiana. That's what our senators need to be doing. And, you know, I don't care what – I'm an independent, so I don't care what letter anybody has behind their names. And when Kennedy was treasurer, our paper, Gambit, which we owned at the time, endorsed Kennedy for treasurer every time. But when he morphed into something that he wasn't, it was hard to get behind a guy like that. It really was. And we've endorsed Steve Scalise every time and Cedric Richmond. You know, and look at the relationship that Scalise and Richmond have. They are on opposite teams, and yet they are the best of friends, and they help each other out whenever they can. They work together for Louisiana. That's what we need to succeed. We don't need bomb throwers. We need bridge builders.
No, and I think that's that. You know, and it's as we said before, and you've said it a million times, it's all about relationships. We can agree to disagree, but we can stay cordial. We can be civil, and we don't have to have this shock and awe, torch the earth approach to everything that we do.
That's right, because when you torch the earth, it takes a long time to grow something back.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Clancy,
thank
for
you,
joining
Bill.
Us. I appreciate you taking time. I know this was kind of at the last minute. Thanks a lot.
Not a problem.
We always appreciate your insight. Have
Same
a great
here,
day.
Bill. Take care. Bye-bye.
All righty, that's Clancy Dubose, WWL-TV's political analyst and former owner of the Gambit, and I guess he's kind of semi-retired. Maybe that's why I could feel his smile through the radio waves.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.